Chester. Ms. Vincent, good morning to you. First of all, I should inquire, is there anyone here today on behalf of Mr. Custer? Does not appear to be, so you may approach and you may proceed.
May it please the court, my name is Melissa Vincent. I'm Assistant Attorney General and I represent the athlete of the state of Nebraska. Custer appeals from the district court order denying his motion for post-conviction relief without an evidentiary hearing. He raises seven claims of ineffective assistance of counsel. However, I intend to address only one here today. The others I will submit on the brief unless the court asks questions. The one claim I want to discuss briefly is Custer's claim regarding Dr. Schilkey's testimony. In his reply brief, Custer contends that I misunderstood the nature of his confrontation claim. I disagree. The confrontation clause guarantees the defendant the right to confront and cross-examine witnesses against him, if wishes present here. The testimony that Custer is complaining about, namely the level of methamphetamine in McCormick's system at the time of the shooting, was not offered by the state. Rather, it was offered by defense counsel. Moreover, it's clear from the record that the state did not use the toxicology results to prove any aspect of its case. Rather, it was used by defense counsel to argue that McCormick was the aggressor in the altercation, which in turn supported Custer's self-defense claim. There was no confrontation. But in any event, Custer has failed to allege sufficient facts to show that cross-examination of the toxicologist was necessary. He provided no indication as to what the toxicologist's testimony would have been, how he'd been called as a witness, or how it would have altered the outcome of this case. It's clear from both the Custer's motion and his briefs that this claim is grounded in speculation, which is not sufficient to warrant post-conviction relief. The claim has no merit. So unless the court has questions about the other claims,
was there one of the allegations had something to do with advice to Mr. Custer to lie on the witness stand or something to that effect?
That was
one. Can you go over that? Does that require a hearing of any kind?
Well, I don't believe so. If you follow, I cited a case out of the Eastern District of Michigan, a U.S. District Court, where they cited some authority, I believe, from the Seventh Circuit, Michigan Court of Appeals case, where they said, as a matter of law, even if that were true, accepting that is true, that his counsel told him to lie, that wouldn't provide a basis for post-conviction. Basically, he would have known misconduct. And clearly, he had a function about getting up there and lying when he thought it would help him, and it didn't work out, and all of a sudden, my counsel told me I'd like a trial. That just doesn't seem right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next case.